97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Friday morning, the 26th day of the month of April, if you can believe it. And yeah, it's already wet downtown. The rain is moving in sometime in the next, hour or so. It's going to get worse. Maybe you're already getting hit out west. But we'll keep an eye on that for you. Sue Thomas will have the latest on any traffic problems that pop up. Hopefully, maybe at this point, except for the people on the western edge of the listening area, maybe we've dodged some of the bad commute weather. Anyway, for a Friday, that's good news, I think. We're going to get to more on this reaction to the immunity hearings yesterday. I don't know if you listened to it or not, if you just heard a few clips from it. I thought it was pretty eye-opening to hear some of the great questions that were asked by Justice Alito and some of the others on this question of, well, why hasn't this ever happened before? If this many presidents, this can't be the first time a president has done something when they were in office that people didn't like. Why charge now? I think the Supreme Court in this case is reflective of the people feeling that there's a little bit of one-sidedness going on here, that justice is not blindfolded in this particular case. So maybe we'll get a feel for that here coming up a little bit later. We're hoping to get a hold of Alexandria Hoff because did you see that story where a principal up in Michigan was framed, or Maryland was framed, using artificial intelligence?
It was wild. And that guy who created the AI is now facing charges.
Yeah.
As he should be.
Who's trying to get even with the guy. It really is an amazing story. When you hear it, we're going to get to that for you here coming up. But first, though, I want to get to some of our top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Certain presidents have engaged in various activities, and yet there were no prosecutions. Why?
It's a simple question. Why? Well, Mr. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, it's because they didn't commit crimes. They weren't Orange Man bad, seems to be the only answer the DOJ attorney had yesterday.
They should move the Supreme Court over to the RNC headquarters because they're acting like a bunch of partisan operatives.
Oh, who do you think that was? Did you recognize that voice? You ought to after the J6 garbage. That was Jamie Raskin, the Democrat, who's decided that because the Supreme Court justices didn't ask the questions he would have liked, they must be partisan hacks that need to move to the RNC headquarters.
We are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side.
Yeah, Bobby Bartels, or Bartels, I guess is how you say his name there. He's a union leader in New York, if you couldn't tell. And he's a union guy, but he thinks the Democrats are pushing many of his union members to vote for Donald Trump.
Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan, does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Yeah, that was one of the construction workers who you always have to know who you're talking to when you stick a camera in somebody's face. You never want to do that live.
No.
That was always the worst part of doing live shots. They would send me to the train wreck or to Westport somewhere. They used to go to Ozzie Smith's club in Westport after a big game, if there was some big sporting event on. Hey, go out there at 10 o'clock and kind of tell us how the crowd is feeling after the big victory.
Oh, I'll tell you how they're feeling.
Drunk is how they're feeling.
Yeah, they're feeling drunk. I had people do all kinds of crazy things. I remember I covered Ragbri, which is the bike ride across Iowa, and it's a big party every time they ride from city to city.
What?
Ragbri.
Bri.
Rag Bri.
What's
it's
it
like
stand
race
for?
Across or Rag Bri. Race across no. Registers annual bike okay. ride across Iowa. It's okay. the Des Moines
all
Registers.
Right,
anyway.
Right. Sorry.
And this guy was like lifting his shirt and shaking his belly and hitting it. And I'm like, and you have no idea that it's going on behind you, but all the people watching are just cracking up. And now there's filters on, you know, Instagram and stuff. So people are sending you funny videos of you. Anyway, it's, yeah.
I'm sure that, yeah, that's the worst. So that happened yesterday up in New York when a reporter was asking one of these, union members. He had the hard hat on and everything in the vest, how they felt about it. And then last night, President Trump went on with Greg Kelly, and they were asking him, Kelly was asking him, he's like, you know, it's not just a matter of them wanting to defeat you. Some of them would very much like you dead. So in other words, one of the representatives, one of the congressmen, said if he gets convicted in any of these cases and has to serve jail time, I want to pass a law that says he's automatically stripped of any Secret Service protection. Now, I can't see that they're going to put, even if heaven, what kind of facility would they put Donald Trump in? It's not going to be a maximum security level 4 prison or anything like that. But still. This was his reaction to it when Kelly asked him that question last night.
These Democrats want you dead. You realize that?
Yeah, because I'm the one that turns things around. I'm the one that had the best economy in history. I'm the one that had the best border in history. I'm the one that had the low energy prices. And we were respected all over the world. And we were doing things like nobody's ever done. And we had the best economy ever. I mean, if you think about it, we had energy prices at a level like nobody's ever seen. You know, we were number 3 or 4 in energy, and by the time I finished, after 2 years, we were number 1 by far. We were beating Saudi Arabia and Russia, and we were going to beat them both combined within a very short period of time. We're going to be an energy behemoth like nobody had ever seen before. You know,
he's a behemoth.
Like the Energizer Bunny when you wind him up. I mean, he sort of answered the question, but then he just kind of moved on.
I mean, that's not why people hate him. He's right about the fact that the yeah. economy was great under his leadership, but that's definitely not why people don't like him.
But for the people that are reconsidering, like these union members and all, they go to the grocery store. They've seen how much prices have gone up. They it's hitting people in the pocketbook. And they are remembering now, despite all the mainstream media news headlines, Donald Trump didn't lock anybody up when he was president. He did secure the border. He did have a great economy. There were lots of jobs being created. Maybe that wasn't so bad after all, looking at what's happened under Joe Biden, which has been trillions and trillions of dollars of wasted government spending, which drove inflation rates through the roof. I mean, come on. People recognize that. I did want to play the president's cut on energy here real quick, because I thought this was interesting, because he is pointing out the truth. Even as we mentioned the fact that cities like Clayton want to prevent you from having a gas-powered lawnmower or leaf blower, you have to understand what the left's trying to do to you when it comes to energy.
We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, and nobody knows that. You know, nobody talks about it, and the Democrats don't know how to use it. Biden goes out and buys the oil from Venezuela, and it's bad oil, too, by the way. It's tar. We call it tar. Because we have the only factory, we have the only plant that can refine it. It's in Houston. So, you know, you can imagine if they're talking about the environmentalists, what's pouring into the air from tar. But we're getting a lot of our energy now from Venezuela. They used to be the enemy. Now all of a sudden they're getting rich because of this guy that doesn't have a clue what's happening. So we have to win or we're not going to have a country. We literally, and you cover it so well, we're not going to have a country. You can't have borders like that. You can't have a bad economy. He wants to raise taxes by 4 times what you're paying right now. Think of it.
Yeah. Good points all. It's not going to get any better. That's for sure. What's it costing you to fill up right now? And could get worse if there's a Middle East war. Wow. All right. Coming up, we'll get back to the story I was mentioning to you there just a minute ago with the AI-generated fake statement that was used to try to go after a boss that this guy was mad at. I mean, it's frightening, and the implications for all of us are kind of frightening, to be honest with you. And we're going to cover that for you when we come back. Ryan Wiggins at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
Days on Darian charged with disrupting school activities after investigators say he manipulated Pikesville High School principal Eric Eiswirth's voice and spread offensive audio on social media in January. The audio, which sparked widespread outrage, included disparaging remarks about Black and Jewish students and parents, and even mentioned Darian by his nickname.
And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black out of here one way or another.
Take a listen to how similar Eiswirth's actual voice.
As student athletes, you have won county, region, and state championships with grace and humility.
That's a news coverage there on NBC News of this case in Maryland, which is frightening. I mean, for someone who talks on the radio 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. People know my voice, right? And somebody was able to take a recording of this guy's voice into AI and recreate it and make it sound awful. What he was saying about employees, about their race, about their religion. And it was all done in a vindictive way because the assistant athletic director or the athletic director did not like some decision the principal made, and he decided he was going to get back at him by releasing this audio.
Mm-hmm.
And there was outrage in the community. They wanted this principal's neck. Can you imagine what he went through knowing he didn't say it? They've signed an arrest warrant Wednesday. He was caught Thursday at Baltimore Washington International Airport. Maybe he's getting ready to get the hell out of there. I don't know. He was scheduled to fly to Houston when they stopped him.
I mean, I imagine this kind of thing is going to happen a lot more. Think about, you know, how scammers will pretend to be your child needing help and they want you to send money or whatever. Think about what they can do if they can alter the voice to sound exactly like your loved one or to screw a person over, like in this case, the principal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through their investigation, detectives alleged that Mr. Darian, who was athletic director at this high school, made the recording to retaliate against the principal who had launched an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds. Darian had made a $1,916 payment for an assistant girls soccer coach without the principal's permission. The head coach said that the coach never assisted the team, did no work, and yet this guy gave her $1,900 out of his budget, and he was reprimanded for that. And he got angry and somehow got on AI and recreated his voice to make it. And, you know, think about that. You know, the principal is going to come out and say, well, I never said that. And nobody's going to believe him.
Right. And it's out there, too. So if you don't have the context of the story and see that it was, in fact, proven to be AI, you're just going to see that original video. And this guy's reputation is going to be tarnished for quite some time, I would imagine.
I don't know. I would hope this is not something that's easy to do, but I guess I don't know the answer to that. If this guy was able to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is like a techie guy, but there's so much technology out there with AI capabilities. I imagine it could be like a plug it in and it auto does it for you, but clearly they are able to track it back to his computer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it doesn't say
his IP address.
Yeah, I've been looking for that. They weren't clear on how they determined that it was AI, right? Like, it contained traces of AI-generated content with human editing after the fact. So an FBI forensic analyst is the one that actually determined that this was done.
Well, maybe he had the video in some sort of AI software on his computer that they traced it back to.
They said that Baltimore County Public Schools Network, this guy accessed OpenAI tools and Microsoft Bing chat services on December 18th, 19th, in this January 15th, the day before the audio clip was sent out. Wow. The district will seek to fire Darian.
Yes, I would say that's appropriate.
You think they're going to seek to fire him?
And what other district's going to want to hire him now?
No, nobody. I mean, that's just that's hateful, man.
That is hateful.
But it's caution for everyone, because it could happen to you. If an employee gets mad at you, they could fake up some audio on you.
I mean, you've played clips, like funny clips from Joe Biden that were AI. And
yes,
it is seriously hard to differentiate. And think about all this stuff that we see online now. It is hard to know if it's legitimate. I see a picture, I'm like, was that doctored? Is that really video? Is that altered in some way? It's hard to know what to believe.
Sometimes
these days.
Sometimes you can tell. Like, I hired a voice actor to do this one, and you can tell, but it's still funny.
Good morning. This is President Donald Trump. I just want to say all this winning is getting a little tiring, but I never miss the Mark Cox Morning Show.
No, that's definitely Trump himself.
That's not AI.
That was Donald J. Trump.
That's the guy I hired to do that, and it's funny stuff. You enjoy it, but you're having fun with it at that point, and everybody knows that it's not real.
I am the smartest person I know.
He would say that. He probably has said that.
Trump here. This is going to be huge.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Wages are rising. Instead of importing foreign products, we're exporting them and exporting American jobs. We're exporting American products and creating American jobs.
Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan. Is that surprising?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turned again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
You.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
I think he might have lost the blue-collar union vote there. But Ryan, what do you think?
Yeah, in one sentence.
In one
because I think a lot of people heard that and went, yeah, maybe we should blank you. Like, I never thought of it that way.
Guy, I was telling Kim, I hope that guy wasn't live, because you got to be really careful walking up to people and asking their opinion on live TV.
I think, didn't that guy have a Trump sticker on his hat?
I don't know. You had to expect that
when you walked up to him.
They were all chanting Trump, I thought, or like 4 more years or something. We want Trump.
I don't remember.
Pause. 4 more years.
Hold for applause.
Pause.
4 more years. Pause. He couldn't even say the 4 more years part. We analyzed that clip in detail yesterday.
What'd you come up with?
That he was barely able to get out. 4 more years. Pause. But they were already, it was like they were a script. It was like they knew exactly when to come in, because they started chanting 4 more years almost before he had ended.
They had
the
somebody
sentence.
Off camera.
Yeah.
They had him coached him.
Yeah.
See, if someone's doing sign language for Biden at one of his speeches, the person doing it's probably like, what were you saying? Hold on. Like, they don't even know how to sign it to people because no one knows what he's saying.
Yeah. I wonder how you sign 4 more years pause.
Can you just like, can you just like fake a hand signal? Like, I don't know. I don't read sign language.
Yeah,
how do you do sign gibberish? Like, is it just gibberish?
Just move your fingers around.
Yeah.
sort of like you were doing in the commercial break, Kim. Sort of like that. That would work.
We can't say
we're
that,
we're not
going
to go there, yeah.
We can't say any of that.
So, Ryan, what would you forecast for a second Biden administration, if indeed that
happened? I'm very glad you asked that, Mark, because it's not something that I think we're thinking about enough. I'm looking at the polls a lot. I'm feeling the momentum. I think most of us are feeling pretty decent about Trump. But the fact is, we have no idea what's going to happen in November.
True.
The Democrats could hold the Senate, although it would be tough to. They absolutely could take back the House. There's one seat they need to take.
Yeah. Yes.
And this presidential race could go either way. I mean, we really don't know. So I started thinking, okay, if Republicans maintain the House, or they get the Senate, or they get the presidency, things will kind of stay the way they are, especially if Biden wins again. But if Biden were to win again, and they were to take back both chambers of Congress, which is within the realm of possibility, this country's over. Because of all the things that they were trying to do, they will do now.
Oh, sure.
Because they won't have a Joe Manchin, they won't have a Kyrsten Sinema stopping the Senate filibuster from being taken away. Because here's the thing. It's not just speculation about what they'll do. We know exactly what they'll do because they tried to do it in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they tried. And we forget this. Here's what they tried to do, but they couldn't get rid of that filibuster because of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. They almost did. If they had, and they will, if they have the majority, they will first start adding Democrat-only states to swing the balance of the Senate. They said they were going to do it with Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. They will start packing the Supreme Court because they said they were going to do that also. And they will change the voting laws to the point that we will probably for the rest of our lifetime never see Republicans in power.
I agree.
They will do all these things, and it's not speculation because they were doing them. I brought up this. I kept this sheet because I thought, we're going to forget about this. And I was digging through some papers yesterday, and I thought, there it is. I kept it for a reason. Remember the Freedom to Vote Act?
Yes.
They were trying to pass this, and they would have, again, if they had gotten rid of that filibuster. There were so many things in this act, and some of them were just whatever. You know, the stuff that made the headlines was like, require that states make voting more accessible for people with disabilities. You go, fine. You know, okay. That's the stuff that would lead.
Right.
Here's the stuff they wouldn't talk about that was in the Freedom to Vote Act. Would limit the way states can purge people from voting rolls. So if you, like Ohio, for instance, was getting rid of people on the voting rolls who'd been on there forever,
dead people
yeah. Had moved to other states, people clearly weren't voting, probably didn't live in Ohio anymore.
They don't want them purged.
This would limit the ability of states to even do that. They would allow voting by mail with no excuses needed. That's been curbed a bit. It still needs more. And voters could put their ballots in drop boxes with basically no oversight throughout any state. That was part of the federal Freedom to Vote Act that they were going to pass. They will pass that stuff if they get the majorities and they hang on to the presidency, which means you will not see Republicans in power for a very long time.
But do you think if, let's say, this were to happen, this is like doomsday, it feels like. Don't you wonder, though, if people would be so sick and tired of them swinging the pendulum so far over to the other side, even more than they already have now, that they'd be like, oh, my gosh, we need a break, and they would put Republicans back in power?
Yeah, but how do you...
Like, they'd almost self-destruct.
How do you reverse it at that point? If they've jacked up the Supreme Court from 9 to 12 members,
that's very concerning.
A new Congress can't just come in and suddenly fire three of the members. I mean, you can get rid of a Supreme Court justice, but I think they have to go through a trial, like almost like an impeachment, for wrongdoing. You probably can't just eliminate the position, I wouldn't think. So you're screwed in that. They've already appointed three new left wing Democrats, and they've suddenly got a majority in the which is what they want in the Supreme Court.
I know they want to pack the court. I've heard them say that. In order to do that, what needs to be done?
They would need to change actually, I don't even know if they actually have a law that says you can only have 9. As far as I know, it's a tradition that you only have 9.
FDR tried to increase the number of Supreme Court justices. And it's not all, it's been 9 for 130 years or something like that, but it used to be a different number. So they can add members to the United States Supreme Court, and they want to limit them and not give them lifetime appointments anymore. They've got a bunch of cockamamie ideas. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. That's one you forgot.
Oh,
they
talked
about eliminating the Electoral College because they've got the power in these big metropolitan areas, and they want those votes on the East and West Coast and Chicago and Dallas to dominate national politics, and your minority voices would not matter anymore.
And look, you get rid of the Senate filibuster and you can do all that stuff. You can do anything you want if you have both chambers of Congress and the presidency without the filibuster.
Yes.
And they would do all of it. And to Kim, to your point, you know, yes, people would freak out about that stuff. That's pretty big change. So there might be a pendulum shift, but this stuff is safeguarded against pendulum shifts. I mean, if you change the way votes are harvested to the point where you almost have no oversight over ballot boxes throughout every state, you know, that's in the Freedom to Vote Act.
Yeah.
People could be as pissed off as they want.
And nothing would be able to change, because even if they voted, even essentially if more conservatives voted for a Republican to go back in office, it wouldn't be a fair election, it sounds like, is what we're saying, which is essentially what happened 4 years ago.
Yes, they're setting it up that it could very easily be manipulated.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. I'm glad you reminded people that. We don't talk about it enough. The scary thing about that is, minus the filibuster, Democrats could regain the House anytime.
Yeah.
Between now and the election. They could regain the House.
Here's another thing that's very scary about this is that we're thinking, oh, 2024, we got to save the Republic. If they ever get power back, they're going to do this stuff. So it's not just this year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stuff that they're going to do. This is why Trump is so important, because it's weird because he's both the return to normal candidate this year and he's a change candidate, because he would go in and really gut some of this federal government stuff, because that's all stacked against him already. So if he goes in and gets rid of a lot of this stuff, it's going to be harder for them to manipulate the country the way that
they do. Which is why they changed the civil service rules to make it harder to fire people out of the bureaucracy. They did that last week.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He did that administratively. He changed it so that if Trump does get elected, he can't just go in and drastically reduce the number of employees in the federal government.
That's terrible.
Oh, I know.
I didn't know that.
I know. They did that.
And they're doing it all right now because of the Congressional Budget Review Act. Because if they do it before like May 5th, they can't reverse it if a new Congress comes in.
That's where your republic is at risk right there. You just heard all the reasons Ryan explained. It's true.
Jesus help us.
Jesus help us. Wiggins America, of course, 6 to 8 every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. every Sunday, right before the Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show on Sunday nights.
Right, Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk. Follow Mark on Twitter at MarkCox971.
The court is not looking impartial or nonpartisan at this point. They didn't need to take this case at all. The appellate court decision was tightly drawn and correct. They didn't take it early on. Once they gave an indication, they dragged it out. And really, the debate today showed a very serious problem, which is they are not deciding the case before them. Instead, engaging in flights of fancy that would involve further delay.
Michigan Democrat Zoe Lofgren. This is not an impartial court, because they didn't say what I wanted them to say yesterday, that of course no president has immunity, but they have to have immunity. They have to have immunity. There has to be some level of immunity from those decisions. Or if not, Barack Obama, for example, drops a bomb on some terrorists and there's collateral damage and other families are killed, somebody could come back and sue him, right, for that. Or like Clarence Thomas brought up, the attempt to take out Fidel Castro back in the 60s. Why couldn't somebody go after him if he hadn't been assassinated, left office for trying to kill a foreign leader? I mean, there are all kinds of reasons that it would have a chilling effect on the presidency if there wasn't some level of immunity to the decisions that were being made in office.
Yeah, I've never really heard anybody make a great argument against that. The arguments that I've heard are all about, well, what's an official act of the presidency and was this that? I get that. But the argument that you're making, that Trump's lawyers are making, I know you've talked to Will Scharf, we have too, is the same. It's exactly that, because this would affect not only Donald Trump. You have to frame it as this is a legal question that's going to affect every president from here on out. And do you really want to be the one who gets a guy out of the office so we can start suing him? Because that's kind of where we're going here. It's where we are now.
I mean, think about Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, right? Think about all of these things with these illegals coming across our borders, with all these kids transitioning, and we don't know the effects of long term of what that's going to be. We can assume, but think if those families then went and said, "Hey, Biden, your administration was the one that allowed this to happen. I'm suing you for this." Right? Am I wrong in that? I mean, wouldn't that be something that would essentially be grounds for that?
Well, I don't think it would be necessarily lawsuits by individuals, but a criminal. The danger here is a rogue prosecutor of some sort just deciding that they want to go after somebody in another party because they didn't like him. I mean, I don't know. I could certainly see it happening. And it's what Kavanaugh and several of them warned about yesterday, that we can't look at – this is one of those cases where you can't look at it as a isolated court case. It's good. Our decision here will have implications for the future of our republic. If we decide suddenly nobody in that situation has immunity at all for any decision you make, you might end up being prosecuted for it later. I errantly said yesterday, because I was just riffing off the top of my head about dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That was controversial at the time, right? A lot of people didn't think it should happen. And I had FDR in my head, and I said FDR made that decision. Obviously, Truman who made the decision, but it was FDR who locked up all the people of Asian descent in camps out of fear that they were going to spy for the Japanese. And why couldn't he have been gone after later for violating, like today, there's probably Title 18 rules that he would have broken. And they admitted that, yeah, he might be, somebody might have been able to sue him if he had left office for that under existing law. It just, there's a thousand different examples of why a president has to have some level of immunity. And if they rule that, yeah, they have to have some level of immunity, we're going to hand this back to the lower court and you got to decide where that line is. Well, it's a court that rejected that line of thinking to begin with. How in the world are they going to make a fair decision? I don't know. But regardless, it will, as Will Scharf told us this morning, and if you want to hear his interview, we talked to him about 7:08. You can hit the rewind button or go download the podcast. He said this is going to, regardless of what happens, it would push it beyond November, because there's no way that the circuit court, the appeals court, would be able to deal with this quickly enough and have a trial.
Yeah. Yeah,
before November.
And if I were Joe Biden, I would be very worried about this when I got out of office if I were not on death's door. Because I don't think he has to really worry about these things.
I don't think Joe probably is going to be capable. Well, they've already judged that he couldn't go to trial, right?
He's not even fit to stand trial.
An old decrepit man with a bad memory?
I mean, you're close. You're all around.
I think I added decrepit in there.
Joe Biden is off the hook, man. He can't be held liable for anything. He's not eligible to stand trial or capable to stand in trial.
Yeah, DOJ said so.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, I tell you what, I'm heading off on a little trip. Kim is going to be holding down the fort the next couple of weeks. Thank you for that. Ryan Recker will help out a couple days.
Yep. Have fun in Italy.
I will.
Eat some
Thank
good
you
food,
very much.
Drink good wine.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.